Tim Johnson is here. He is a president and also a coach with the River Valley Trap Club. And we've got a special event coming up in our area in just a little while. So, Tim, seems like we just did this. You were here a year ago promoting your event.
Yeah, Phil, time flies like everybody else. Last year we did we call it a mentor shoot. So we acknowledged veterans last year. And our shooters went out on the street and asked the veterans that they know to come out and pair up with them for the day for a 25 bird shoot, and it went over well. So this year we want to switch it up a little bit, and we're going to acknowledge and send our appreciation out to the first responders from the area. What we figure is the least we can do on our end. They spend so many hours and so much time throughout the year to be available for anybody that needs their help. And so it's our way of giving back and saying thank you.
Tell me about this year's River Valley Trap team, your club, and how it's looking this year.
We've got a nice team this year. We got like 65 shooters registered. We're down a little bit from years past, but that 64 is a nice number, nice round figure. That's a nice split between male and female, which we really like to see. We've got a lot of underclassmen that are coming along really nice. We've got some upperclassmen that are shooting very well for us.
Do you co-op with any other school district for this?
Currently, no. We have, in the past, we've had some other students from other schools that have shot with us, but those schools have since started their own teams. So those kids went to that school this year. Currently, it's all River Valley students that are shooting with us.
And what ages, what grades are we talking, Tim?
Grades 6 through 12, and they have to have hunter safety prior to starting with us.
And they get a great opportunity. How many times do you go out and have events and competitions?
Well, so we shoot 5 weeks of league, and then we have some practices. We already started our five-week league now. And then that leads up to the June state event, which is in the north central part of the state in Rome.
I have to wonder with the coaches, do you get out there and try to show them how it's done and then get showed up by some of the students sometimes or not?
Yeah, I don't even want to go up against some of these kids because they make me look pretty pathetic, really.
With the success you've had with the trap team, Tim, it probably sells itself when you're going out and looking for a sponsorship, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's like any major sport. It's easy to recruit when you're up and when you're at the top. We've had really good success. We've got a great team of coaches that have been around since the beginning, and we've got a lot of awards and conference championships, a state title on the wall to prove it, to back it up. So there's a lot of kids want to come out and join it just because of the success we've had.
Do you have potential this year to maybe make that run?
We have a very strong potential to run for that conference championship again. And after seeing the last couple weeks of what some of these upperclassmen are shooting, we've got a legit shot at that state title again, I really do think.
Tell me about how this will work on the 10th of May and how students are going to be reaching out.
So, yeah, Sunday, May 10th is our, like I say, first responder event. We've asked our kids to reach out to any first responders in our area that they may know that they would like to pair up against and shoot. The club is covering the cost of the birds, the clays, and then it's the shooter's responsibility for the 25 shells. So we've asked them to go out and find a first responder to pair up with. If for some reason you're listening to this and you are a first responder and you don't get asked by a shooter, by all means, you're still welcome to come out and shoot. I ask that you reach out to me by May 3rd, and Phil can give you my number later, but I will pair you up with somebody for that day if you want to shoot and don't get asked. It's by all means, don't feel that you can't participate if you don't get asked. And then if you don't want to shoot but still want to come out and see what's going on, visit with us for the day. We would love to have you as a first responder come out. We're going to recognize you and say our appreciation by offering you free soda, chips, and a free sandwich that day. And just as a thank you for what you've done for us.
Now, that's a great thing. What if the same first responder gets asked by multiple kids? I suppose that could happen too, right? Or not?
It could. I guess maybe they reach over and grab their buddy and say, okay, I've got I've been asking if just somebody wants to shoot with me, how about they shoot with you? So I don't want to have anybody feel that they are not welcome at the event.
So how many? How does it work then that day? How many rounds do you go then?
So each student and each mentor would shoot 25 rounds. And then I'll have some Culver's gift cards for the top three teams for scores. In the past, we've had anywhere from 12 to 20-some teams. So it's some nice numbers. And like I say, the more that show up, the more we like it.
What is the time frame on the 10th?
We hope to start shooting by about 11 a.m. So if you could be there by, say, 10:30, quarter 11, and be ready to roll by 11, we should be. Usually we're everything wrapped up and out of there by about 1 p.m. that afternoon.
How do we get to the Spring Green Rod and Gun Club?
So it's on County G, just north of Spring Green. If you're coming in from the Richmond Center area, Highway 14, go to the stoplights by Quick Trip and take a left and follow that north for about a quarter mile and take another right, or excuse me, another left. And County and the club will be on your right-hand side on County G there. So real easy to get to, well-marked, well-signed, and yeah, we'd love to see you out there.
The club, I know you do a lot for kids, but you mentioned buying the clays. That runs into a little bit of money, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Our kids have been very fortunate in the past few years that we have a lot of corporate sponsorship that step up. And the last, I believe this is the third year now that we're able to offset all the clay costs for each student. This year is 64 for 6 weeks of our season. So it's all due to corporate sponsorship, and we've got a local business that has a rabbit hunt each year. They contribute very nicely to us, so it helps eliminate or helps reduce some of the costs from the students, so they are just they have to bring their own shells, which still adds up in cost-wise, obviously.
Somebody has to go out and recruit some sponsorship, though, during the year?
We have a little bit, but kind of like the same format with the kids. They all want to step up, and they all see what we're doing for these young adults, and they all think it's a great benefit to the area, and so they want to be a part of it, so it makes it really easy on our part.
How long have you had a trap team at River Valley?
I believe it was...
I'm putting you on the spot here, Tim.
Date me here. I believe it was like, 2019? No, I'm sorry. I can't remember, honestly, Phil.
Well.
I should know. We're in about the 12th year or so, something like that. So I should have it written down. I have it written down somewhere, but my apologies.
No worries. But I'm sure you have some people that were members of the team that come back and help.
There's still, I believe we had about six coaches that are the original part of it still.
That's impressive.
So, yeah, when they hear this, they're going to say, I can't believe you didn't know the day.
You had a really successful event last year, Tim. Tell me about how that went when you were honoring veterans.
We had a nice turnout, like I mentioned earlier. Can't remember the exact number that shot, but we had a lot of veterans that just came out and partook in the complimentary sandwich and so on. We were able to get some veterans that were not signed up for the honor flight. They were able to sign up for future flights. And it was a very informative day. Shared a lot of information with that flight from the local organizer here in town. She was very appreciative of what we did, and it went over very well.
Spectators are welcome if you're not a first responder, you're not a shooter, but it's fun to watch.
By all means, yeah. And any other day that we're shooting, we shoot at about 9 a.m. each Sunday for the next 4 weeks now. You're more than welcome to come out and just sit and watch what's going on and see all the kids shooting some really nice scores.
When you're shooting in the conference, you must go to other clubs, don't you?
Well, that's one advantage of this. We're always at home, so the scoring is on an honor system. And so we score our own kids, obviously, and then we enter them into the statewide scoring system each week, and it's updated. But the only traveling we do will be the state event in June.
That works out well that you're not on a Sunday going a couple hours away or something.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it saves a lot of travel time for parents.
Uh-huh. Good deal. Anything else you want to add about the event on the 10th, Tim?
I don't believe so. I just want to say thank you publicly to your station and what you do for us each year, helping get this word out and promoting our organization.
No problem. We hope it goes well. We'll pray for good weather for you, too.
Yes. always dry, and the less wind, the better.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tim. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Phil.
Tim Johnson representing the River Valley Trap Club. Again, that event is coming up, honoring first responders. It's on Sunday, May 10th at the Spring Green Rod and Gun Club.